following report contains stories of a fictional nature. No facts were harmed in the making of this broadcast. A strong sense of humor is advised.
This is
Vaguely News.
A very good morning to you. It's Saturday, January the 8th, 2022. Welcome to Vaguely News. I'm Rob Vega. Today we feature an exclusive interview with seven-time Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton, recently pipped at the post by Belgian-Dutch racing prodigy Max Verstappen. It's been a rough road for the now vanquished former champion, who's thrown himself into a variety of activities since being unglued from his racing throne. Vaguely News caught up with Hamilton in between therapy sessions and an exclusive retreat in the Bahamas, where he's spending time trying to find himself. The following interview was recorded via Zoom. All right, it's a pleasure to welcome to Vaguely News world champion, former world champion, Lewis Hamilton. So, Lewis, getting right into it, people are saying you're a bit of a bad loser. I mean, why do you think you lost that last race?
I was so nervous. People will never know it, but I struggle with anxiety.
All right, so you're a bit of an anxious, nervous type then. So, what are you saying? Things get to you a bit, especially, when you don't get your way?
I don't really know. I haven't really thought about it.
Probably should. So you've been accused of throwing a tantrum and not going to the end of season ceremony. Do you think you were behaving perhaps like a little child, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, I'm only human, but it is difficult.
May I say that's actually very mature of you. Glad you realize that. Was a bit silly, to be honest. Maybe you can get some help. But obviously, you think you're very talented. You've said that often. How do you put up with ordinary people, and how do you put up with the other drivers?
With great difficulty. We all face our own journeys and difficulties, I'm trying to do my best.
Yeah, I can respect that. I mean, all one can only ever ask of you is to do your best. Try and put up with ordinary people can be pretty hard, and all those other drivers. Good on you. Quick one. Your assistant said that you're toying with the idea of hanging up your helmet and going into potato farming. Is that true?
There's so much that I want to do, and just almost feels like almost not enough time experimenting with all these different types of kind of creative outlets.
Interesting, I suppose. But why potato farming, Lewis?
It's an art form. I don't know if people look at it that way, but it is really an art form. It's like if you look at a painter who's trying to find his stroke.
So you're looking to stroke some potatoes then?
Yeah. I mean, there's no written way of doing that.
No, I don't suppose there is a written way to stroke potatoes. I have to admit, though, that does sound like a pretty creative way to get potatoes to grow.
I definitely think it's a creative outlet, especially when you're trying to, you're trying to be creative with your setup. You're trying to be creative with understanding what can and can't be done.
Tell me, Lewis, why did you pick potato farming of all things?
I think it's reflective of the world outside that also uses its platform for positivity.
I have no idea what that means, but okay, good luck to you, Lewis, and the potato farming thing. And thanks for the chat. By the way, your fly is open. Yeah, lower. Yeah, okay. Lewis Hamilton, one-time champ, now one-time chump. For Vaguely News exclusive reporting, I'm still Rob Vega.
Wake up with Rob Vega.
Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 102.7.